Welcome to the Forgotten Females podcast, where we talk all about history's forgotten females, which until recently was like all of us.
What? Who are you?
Miguel, it's not about me, though someday I might be forgotten too. We're going to talk about Caroline Herschel, an important figure in the world of astronomy. She was the first recognized woman to discover a comet, as well as receive an honorary membership to Britain's prestigious Royal Society. Did you know that? Do you know what the Royal Society is? The Royal Society, formerly the Royal Society of London for Improving Natural Knowledge, is an organization that exists to promote academic disciplines. You know, a group of related disciplines like arts and sciences. It's British, but she was from Germany.
Why does that matter?
Where is important, but really it's what she did that's important. Come on, the first comet discovered by a woman? Not that women weren't doing this work without recognition before, because, come on, the skies, the heavens, the stars, science, lots of women were working uncredited in the sciences.
So it must have some cool name, like the Caroline Comet or Sassy Space Matter.
Miguel, no way! It's literally called the 35P Herschel Rigolet.
Okay then, how did she find the comet? Plus, what is a comet exactly?
Okay. Slow down. One thing at a time. She started out her career in astronomy by helping out an amateur astronomer, her brother, William Herschel. She was with him at the time that he discovered Uranus. Don't laugh. Come on. I know it's funny. As an amateur astronomer, he had to make his own telescope, an amazingly impressive feat. By the way, a comet is a giant cosmic ball of frozen gas, dust, and rocks. When a comet gets closer to the sun, it warms up and releases its gas, dust, which makes it visible to us. So Caroline was literally viewing the gases of a long-dead solar system. Her first few months as an astronomer were pretty miserable, to say the least. She previously had enjoyed singing and loved being praised by audiences. However, science, as you know, Miguel, is a quiet art, unheralded by most, until years and years later. Anyway, after a year of making a name for herself and discovering comets, Caroline discovered, or co-discovered, 8 comets and 14 nebulae, including, in 1783, the Andromeda Nebula companion MESER 110. Also known as the NGC 205. Isn't that a great name?
If I can pronounce it, yeah. But more, I'm bothered by the fact that she was so important, yet so overlooked. Man, she couldn't even vote during her lifetime, or own land. At least not in the United States.
That's right, Miguel. You know a thing or two. But more about Miss Herschel. In 1783... she and her brother, William, worked on a survey of the northern skies. Night after night, William systematically observed different regions of the sky, calling out sightings, declinations, and right ascensions of nebulae. Caroline recorded these observations, making the necessary calculations to standardize them for factors such as time, then compiled the data ready for publication in journals. Without her systematic work and her brother's, the night sky wouldn't be as well cataloged as it is now. They were an important astronomy team, to say the least. In 20 years, they went from knowing about 100 nebulae to knowing about 2,500.
So what happened to her?
In 1787, King George officially made her the first female astronomer and awarded her the gold medal for sciences. She lived until she was 97 years old, which even for today would be a long life.
That's amazing. And did I hear you say that she wasn't even paid for her work?
Nope, I didn't say that. Don't make it any worse. She was the first female astronomer to earn a living doing what she did. That helped pave the way for other women to be taken seriously in the sciences. Though obviously, even today, a lot of women work silently without much credit in their sciences.
Was she ever married or have children?
Miguel, you wouldn't ask that if she were a man. It's not related to her work as an astronomer. But when she was 10 years old, she was stricken with typhus, making it so she could never grow taller than 4 feet. Her parents figured she would never marry because of her height. And get this, she lost full use of one of her eyes because of the typhus too. She lived with her parents until she was 22, but her brother took her to Bath, England, where they started their work together. Though at first, she was served just as her brother's housekeeper. Go figure. Not only was she a great musician, but she was also able to conduct. She gave voice lessons to the children in baths, and many would say that her musical studies helped her to understand the mathematics. She and her brother were used to create the telescope to understand the night skies. Music, sciences, like the sciences and arts, you know, crosses the school for the...
Got it. Wait, what? No. So, thankfully, you've just taught me about an important scientist. When I look up into the sky at night, if I see anything at all, I'll see this woman's face and thank her.
As you should. As we all should.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the Forgotten Females podcast with Miguel Carrasco and Sarah Connolly. Join us next week when we'll be discussing Mary Astell, an English proto-feminist writer. And we're out.